Fantastic. Thank you, children, for that wonderful nativity. We're now going to have Chris, our student youth and children's worker, to come up and give us a talk from the Bible. So over to you, Chris.
Great, thank you. If all the children can just go up onto the chairs over there, that'd be great.
Fantastic, good. So, as you just heard, my name is Chris Webster. I'm the children's youth and student worker here at Grace Church Broccoli. I have to say, these all-age services, they're great fun, but they can get a bit noisy. And I have to say, I think the adults are the worst. So, we're looking at this afternoon at peace. And we're going to get a bit of an idea of how we can get some peace and quiet at this all-age service. So we're going to have a start off with a bit of a game. It's who can hold their breath for, not 30, but 40 seconds. And the way we're going to do this is that when we take in our deep breath, we're going to then raise our hand up, and then whenever we kind of let a breath out or whenever we kind of take another breath, then we have to put our hand down. Okay, so we're going to find out who can make it to 40 seconds. So, are we ready? After three. Now, let's see if I've got some slides here. I think I've got a funny picture. I think one might be coming up in a bit. So, after three, following me. With the hands up, then you hold your breath. So, one, two, three. And adults, join in. Three, two, one. You've done it. Okay, oh, there we are. I need a round of applause there. Fantastic. There we go. So we managed about 40 seconds of quiet there. Well, this afternoon, we're looking at the idea of peace. Now, you get lots of ideas of peace, don't you? So peace could be where there's stillness and silence. Maybe your mum comes and just said, oh, I just need some peace and quiet. Or you get another peace where you have sort of inner peace, maybe where you're all calm, where people feel I'm at peace. Or you've got another peace where you have enemies, two people who really fight at each other, and then they become friends. They make peace. Well, this afternoon, we're looking at a peace that is for everyone, no matter how they feel. And this peace is a bit like breathing. So as breathing is for everyone, because if you don't breathe, then you die, okay? You die if you don't breathe. It's a matter of life and death. Well, this peace is also a matter of life and death. So there's the first thing I want us to see is that Christmas is about revealing God's peace. Christmas is about revealing God's peace. And that's looking at verses 10 to 14 in chapter 2. You see, the night that Jesus was born, there were the shepherds out on the hillside. Oh, everything was quiet and still. And there they were, with their sheep, warming them by the fire. Everything was quiet. And then suddenly, there was a burst of light in the sky. And the silence was broken. It was broken by a... Who? Who? Who broke the silence? Hands up. Who was there? Who met the shepherds? Yes.
It was actually
the angels.
Angel. That's it. It was the angels came to see them. And the sheep, well, when they saw the angels, they darted off everywhere. And the shepherds, they thought, oh my goodness, we're going to die. But then the voice from the light said this. Up on the screen, we have the Bible text. And it says this. Up in yellow, this is what the voice said to them. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. You see, their fear soon turned to joy. And that's because of what the angel would say next. If you look again up on the screen in the yellow, it says this in verse 11. Today, in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Wow. So Christmas is about a baby being born. That is Jesus. Well, for me, when my son Albert was born a year and a half ago, I sent a text down. You see, when a child is born, parents love to let their friends and family know. So I got on my phone, and this is what I texted. I said, Albert Webster arrived today at 5:51 a.m., weighing in at 8 pounds 8. Mother and baby are doing well. Dad is down for the count. Okay. Well, God was like a brand new dad, and he couldn't keep this good news to himself. And so he sent a whole load of angels down from heaven to see not a king in a palace. Neither did he go to a famous person who's rich and in a big house. No. God sent his angels to a little hillside outside Bethlehem. There, to these raggedy bunch of shepherds. There they were. I bet they were surprised. And this was the good news that was to be told of them. That the Saviour, Jesus, has been born. Messiah, who is the Lord. Now, Messiah means God's chosen king of the whole world. Of the whole world. Who is Lord. Now, this should be great news. But the problem is, you know what? We don't want Jesus to be king. No. You see, we do this if we know it or not. You see, I don't know if you've ever said, I want to do what I want to do. No, I'm not going to listen to you. Maybe you say that to your mum or your dad. Well, whenever we say that, that's when we say, well, I'm king. I'm going to do what I want to do. Okay? Maybe that's what you do. Maybe you want to be king and you say, I want to do what I want to do. Oh, you like that crown, do you? Okay, well, you see, more than one person wants to be king here, don't they? So, you see, actually, there can only be one king. There can only be one king. And that is Jesus. And whenever we say, I want to do what I want to do, well, that's a dangerous place to be. Because of who God's king is. We see that he's born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. He is the Lord. And before the passage that we've got here, elsewhere in Luke, in chapter 1, whenever it says the Lord, it's actually referring to God. So whenever we say, I want to do what I want to do, well, we're setting ourselves up as rivals or enemies of God. We're saying no to him. That's not a good place to be. Oh, no. But remember, this is good news. And this is why, because, yes, Jesus is indeed the Messiah and the Lord. But what else is he in the yellow, have I said? What else is he? Yes. Saviour, and that is great news. That is fantastic news that he is Saviour. Really good. I'm just going to put this crown over here. He is Saviour. And so God sent down all these angels to these shepherds, and there they are. And this is then what he said to them. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favour rests. That's then what all the angels said to these shepherds. Well, this is good news, because we need peace. And it's God who gives it. And that is through Jesus. So no longer do we need to be afraid as his enemies, but we can be friends with God, which is amazing news. Great news. Now, I don't know if you were there. No, you probably weren't. No, but imagine you were there. What would your reaction be like if I was there, hearing that and seeing that? I think my eyes would be wide open, my jaw would be to the floor, and I would just be stunned. Okay, let's see if we can do like a shocked face. Imagine you were there on the hillside seeing these shepherds, seeing these angels. What would your face look like? Okay, so Abby would look like that. I'd be like, oh. Would your face look like Tin? You'd do that, would you? Okay, there we go. That's a wonderful one there. Yeah, we would be shocked and amazed at seeing these angels. And that's because of the truth that has been revealed. That's because of who Jesus is. So Christmas is about revealing God's truth. The second thing I want us to see is this. Oh, I think, do I have to reverse that? No, okay, good. It's Christmas is about believing God's peace. Christmas is about believing God's peace. And we'll be looking at verses 12, 15, and 16. So we see that Christmas is about a baby being born. That is Jesus. It's a birthday. It's a birthday. And when a baby's born, there's always a time of celebration, excitement for the parents. But you know what? It's hard to get excited about the birth of a baby if you don't know the family. And also if actually the birth happened on the other side of the world. And also it happened a long, 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 long time ago. But you know what? These shepherds, they were delighted. They were so excited at the birth of this baby. And this is why. This is what they said to each other. Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened, which the Lord has told us about. They didn't just stand there and go, oh, we've seen angels. No, they listened to the message and they wanted to go and see, check out what this baby was about. And so that's exactly what they did. They wanted to see it for themselves. They didn't dawdle and go, oh, actually, we need to wash a few sheep tonight. No, that's what we'll do. No, they wanted to go to Bethlehem and check this good news out for themselves. And they ran. They ran all the way there to see if what the angels have said is true. It's true. Well, they were to look somewhere. In verse 12 up there, it says this. This will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. So, where were they to find this baby? Where were they to look? Hands up. Come on, guys. Where were they to look for this baby? This special baby Jesus. Yes.
In a stable.
In a stable. Yeah, that's right. And I'll tell you where you probably knew it was a stable is because of a funny word, manger. So, these shepherds, they knew to look for a baby in baby clothes because that's where you find, you know, baby wearing baby clothes, but in a manger. Does anyone know what a manger is? A few hands over here. Go on, Oscar. You don't know, that's okay. We'll go over to Abby. Yep, exactly right. A manger is actually a feeding box. Imagine that, being born and then placing like a feeding bucket for animals. Very odd. Well, the shepherds went and looked in all the stables, wherever the animals would be, in Bethlehem. And they found the baby Jesus, the saviour of the world, exactly where the angels had told them. There, lying in a manger. So what the angels had said was true. Indeed, Christmas is indeed about believing God's peace. Now we're going to have another little game. I want you to find something in this church, okay? But to know what it is, I'm going to give some clues. This is for the children, okay? And what I'd like you to do is not when I read out the clues, you run off and you grab something or grab someone and bring them to me, okay? I don't want you to do that or shout it out. Just raise your hand and say this. This is the first clue. Number one, are you listening up? It is really old, very old, but also new. What do you think it is?
The Christmas tree.
It could be really old. Could be old, but good try. We'll see with further clues. Second clue is that you hold it in your hand. You hold it in your hand. What do you think it was? Okay, maybe that big cross over there. Good try, but not quite right. Third clue. This is where a few more hands might come up. Grace Church Broccoli have a load of these. They have a load of these. Hands up, hands up. Another clue. Fourth clue is this. It has a lot of pages. Okay. A few more hands go up. Let's see. We'll go to Thomas. What do you think it is?
Bible.
A Bible. Do you want to grab me a Bible then, Thomas? Come on. Buy me a Bible. Go on. Put your hat on. Buy the Bible. Well, is there any Bibles around here? I was saying that Grace Church Broccoli have loads of them. Oh, there we go. Fantastic. Thank you. Good. The Bible. You see, for these shepherds, they could run down to Bethlehem and they could see Jesus for themselves with their own eyes. But you know what? We can't do that. We're too late. We're 2,000 years too late. But it doesn't mean that we can't believe in this true story. You see, we have the Bible. This is where the true story can be found in Luke's Gospel. Luke's Gospel. And the good news is that right at the start of what Luke was writing, he said, look, I've searched it out. I've checked it out to see if it's true. And I know it is because I've spoken to those who were there who saw what Jesus said and did. So, how keen are you to read the Bible? To check it out? How keen are you to see what Jesus has done? It'd be a terrible shame to have the Bible and actually not read about Jesus coming as Saviour to bring peace. So we can see the good news that Jesus, at Christmas time, the truth is there to be believed, God's truth at Christmas time. Third thing I want us to see is this. Christmas is about celebrating God's peace. Christmas is about celebrating God's peace. Imagine the night the shepherds have had. There they were, having a boring night around the fire like any other night, looking at their sheep. And now they're coming back from Bethlehem, having the most amazing night, having seen and heard that what the angels had told them, and seeing Jesus, the Saviour. Woo-hoo! With good news like that, you got to celebrate. And that's what the shepherds did. Exactly what they did. They celebrated Jesus, the Saviour, coming to earth. And so we see this, just in yellow there, up on the screen. They spread the word concerning about what this... They spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. They didn't say, oh, I see an angel. No, they said, we've seen this child, the Saviour, the one to bring peace. Well, they did two things to celebrate. It's worth celebrating indeed. That God's King, God himself, has come down to earth to bring peace between us and God. And this is what they did to celebrate. First of all, we said that it's in verse 17, concerning what they'd been told them about this child. They spread the word about it. And so what we're going to do, where we are, is that we're going to say, Jesus is born. Jesus is born. Okay, so say it amongst yourselves. Act it out. Jesus the Saviour's been born. Jesus, come on, this is exciting news, Peter. Okay, Jesus the Saviour's been born. Jesus the Saviour's been born. And so this is what the shepherds did. And you know what the reaction of the people were? Again, we can see in verse 18. It says, all who heard were amazed. Whew! They were amazed at what they had heard. Exactly, Kayla, that's right. Amazed. And so the second thing that they did was this. In verse 20, the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God. What that means is that they glorified, means they enjoyed God. Enjoyed God, what he came to do, and to praise his name. And so we're going to go, woo, yeah, God is great, again. Woo, yeah, this is party time. Come on, guys. This is party time. Woo, yeah. Woo, that's it. I'm sure they did more celebrating than that anyway. So they glorified and praised God for who he is. And parties, aren't they great? Parties are fantastic because you're always celebrating something good that's happened. So, in about 3 weeks' time, we're going to be celebrating 2017, the new year. Or maybe you'll be celebrating a birthday at some point. That's a good thing to celebrate, isn't it? Okay, yours is coming up, is it, Peter? And then you've got maybe, you know, someone getting married who's at a wedding. That's worth celebrating, isn't it? Now, I'm just going to talk to the adults now. Because at Christmas time, it can be a bit of a strange time, can't it? Where everyone's having a great time, they're celebrating, but for no reason. For no reason. Maybe, like yourself, you would say that, well, Christmas is for children, isn't it? You find it hard to join in, to get excited. Maybe you don't know what the fuss is about. Maybe that's because you've forgotten, or you don't know what the shepherds had found in Jesus. That God has come to bring peace. That is Jesus, the Saviour. And you might think, what are you on about, Chris? Peace? Peace on earth? What about the war in Iraq and Syria? That's not peace. That's failed peace, isn't it? Well, know this. That's the wrong war. That is the wrong war. If you remember what I said to the children, saying that, well, we always say, I want to do what I want to do. I want to be king. And that is to set ourselves up against God, enemies of his. Basically, we are at war with God. And as I said, that's not a good place to be. It's not a good place to be. But this is now where I'm going to speak to all of us now, including you children, is that to find where this peace happened, we're going to fast forward to when Jesus is a man and he's aged 33. And this is where the peace was won. And that was on the cross, where Jesus died. There, all the anger that we do, that is sin, the stuff when we say, no, I'm in charge, God, not you, that's known as sin. God's anger against that fell on Jesus instead of us. And so now we can have peace with God. I have to say, that is worth celebrating. That is such good news. And that's what we want to do. We want to be celebrating what Jesus has done. So three things as we finish, okay? So see at Christmas time the truth that is revealed. Then believe this good news. Search for it. It's a truth worth believing. And thirdly, then you can join in the celebration with everyone else, knowing that Jesus has come to bring peace with God at Christmas time. Now, maybe this is the first time you've heard the meaning of Christmas, Jesus coming to bring peace. And so I've got a prayer here. And if you would like to have Jesus as your King and Saviour, do pray this prayer with me at the end. I'm going to read it through. It says this, Dear God, thank you for Christmas time. Thank you for sending Jesus to be born into the world. I'm sorry that I've lived as your enemy by rejecting Jesus as King. Thank you that Jesus died on the cross to bring peace with you. Please forgive me. I now want Jesus to be my Saviour and King. Amen. So we're going to just put our, for the children, you can put your hands together and close your eyes. And as I read this prayer, you're just going to say it in, if you'd want to, in the quietness of your mind. So as I read it out. So we're going to be talking to God now, children. Dear God, thank you for Christmas time. Thank you for sending Jesus to be born into the world. I'm sorry that I've lived as your enemy by rejecting Jesus as King. Thank you that Jesus died on the cross to bring peace with you. Please forgive me. I now want Jesus to be my Saviour and King. Amen. Now there are some little booklets about the meaning of Christmas. Do pick one up at the end. They're just over on the table. And I think there'll be a few at the back hall as well. Now, if you did pray that prayer, maybe for the first time, do come and speak to me or to Ray. And we'd love to talk to you more about the meaning of Christmas. Thank you.